Earlier this week, while the world was preoccupied with the possibility of war in Iraq, filmmaker Stan Brakhage died quietly at a hospital in Victoria, British Columbia. Pat Dowell has this appreciation of a man often called the father of experimental cinema.
Stan Brakhage imagined an eye unruled by man-made laws of perspective. And as he told NPR in 1991, he spent his life trying to show how a world viewed through that eye looked.
I'm anxious to include in the filmmaking process every kind of seeing, not just what you see as you walk along the street, but what you see in dreams, what you see in daydreams as well as night dreams, that is, what the memory throws up in its brain movies into your consciousness. Or I shouldn't say you're, my consciousness.
To do that, Stan Brakhage once explored a glass ashtray with his camera. Don't laugh. His camera appeared to go inside this homeliest of objects, revealing every step of the sunlight's journey through the thick green glass, until it exploded into dazzling patterns and reflections. Brakhage made films that were poems, not stories, and films made without a camera, by painting or scratching on strips of film or gluing moth wings to film and shining light through them. Stan Brakhage made nearly 400 movies, most of them silent, running anywhere from a few seconds to a few hours long. They won numerous awards. The Library of Congress placed Dog Star Man on its National Film Registry, a collection of the most significant American films. But it goes without saying that Stan Brakhage could not see his work at the multiplex, and that was a source of frustration for him, says his friend and collaborator Phil Solomon.
As he said to me and many other people, all I ever wanted to do was leave a snail's trail in the moonlight, meaning that he wanted his work to be natural and organic and the viewing of it to be natural, that if people would open up to it and see it for what it was, that it was closer to human consciousness and the nervous system itself than the movies. That film as an art can do something different than the movies.
Stan Brakhage used to say he was nursed in the movies. Brakhage was born in 1933 in an unwed mother's home in Kansas City, Missouri. He was adopted as an infant, but those parents split up when he was 10.
His adopted mother would drop him off, and he would see two or three movies a day. And he loved it. He loved the escape, and he loved to laugh. And so he saw every movie in town, including ones I wouldn't go near.
Stan Brakhage began making his own films in the 1950s, and his experiments cast a long shadow, a shadow that extends from the light shows of the 1960s to the credit sequence of the current television series The Practice, with its scratches, splotches, fragmented images, and rapid cutting. Brakhage himself shot an occasional television commercial because awards and prizes did not pay the mortgage or feed his family, who were the subjects of so many of his films. He kept on making films until his death. Brakhage was a man determined to put his vision on film, even if he could not make money at it, even if it cost him dearly. And that, says Village Voice film critic Jay Hoberman, is why Stan Brakhage became a legend.
He was a tremendously important figure for other avant-garde filmmakers, whether they made movies that looked like his or not. The example of somebody who was so devoted to the medium and who sacrificed everything, in a sense, you know, to get his particular vision on film. You know, his movies are really, they're an alternative history of film. So it's not surprising that there's no place for him in the history of motion pictures, let alone the industry.
As the industry prepares to celebrate the Academy Awards, one wonders if Stan Brakhage will be remembered in its list of the dead during the telecast next Sunday. Another filmmaker, in Los Angeles, preparing for the Oscars, does remember. In a statement, Martin Scorsese said, "Stan Brakhage made us see." And that's what Brakhage tried to teach his students to do at the University of Colorado.
I collect light. That's all I do. And I try to gather it and give it a form that has an integrity. And then, yes, I'm one of those little kids that will show finally an extraordinary number of people what's been given to me to have.
Stan Brakhage died last Sunday of cancer, possibly contracted through the paints and dyes he used to make his films. 26 of those films will finally become more widely available late next month, when they're released on DVD. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell.